some slick moves right there.
I'm practicing all on you.
A little moonwalking up here.
Both stores, no matter where I'm at.
He's going old school with the boots. That's why.
I'm going to take this off.
Okay. So you're definitely playing Sunday, Adrian?
Yeah, okay. plan on playing. You know, just kind of resting up and taking care of the body.
Adrian, has it been frustrating just not to have that extra gear that you're used to having and just not being able to be quite as explosive as you usually are?
Not frustrating, really, you know, because it's really not really kind of hindering me that much. No, I won't say it's frustrating me at all.
Talked in the locker room the other day about just the push to Sunday. What does that entail for you? I mean, are you living in the cold tub, or what do you do to get your body ready for a game?
Yeah, you know, living with Eric Sugarman for you know the entire day, you know, and just doing the recommended things I need to do, you know, doing the strength and exercises, and you know, getting the cold tub, working out, and most importantly, just kind of letting the body rest.
Do you recover now like you did at 23?
I think so. As far as, you know, my overall body after a game, you know, but when you're dealing with different, you know, whatever you might be dealing with, then, you know, that takes whatever time it takes.
And when you're trying to stay loose and stay warm, does cold weather impact that more?
Yeah, with anyone, you know, the cold weather is going to impact you staying loose, you know, so that's why you got to have a game plan and, you know, be ready to execute when that time comes.
Les mentioned that play yesterday. I think it was the second play of the game last week where you have the opening out to the right and Thomas comes. When you're 100%, what happens on that play?
I'm out of there. Yeah. I'm out of there on that play. And it wasn't frustrating. It was disappointing, you know, because, you know, the main thing was to be out there and help my team. And, you know, I was out there and I was putting my best foot forward. But there was a couple plays and I'm just like, wow, you know, if I had that explosion, you know, a different turnout.
You could tell the way you got up. Was it just like, I don't know, it's not there for me or I can't, you know, have the explosiveness? You realized it when you got up?
Yeah, I realized when I got up. You know, I realized, you know, when I stepped on the field, you know, what it was. But, you know, at the time, I was in a moment. So it's like, hey, you do what you got to do now, you know, and that's what I did.
Is any part of you think maybe you should take a week?
No, not at all. I don't think it's that severe, you know, just rest and, you know, doing the necessary thing with treatment and I'll be okay.
What would you say if Les or Shug came to you and said, hey, it'd be best for you if you did take a week?
I'd probably look at him crazy and, you know, and be like, you know, well, you know, I know my body and I'm not going to do anything to hurt myself. You know, just trust me.
Adrian, as tough as this season has been for you guys collectively, I mean, how far would a win in Green Bay go? Would that kind of help things ease the sting a little bit of how frustrating it's been?
Ease the sting a little bit. Yeah, it would ease the sting, you know. Anytime you get a win, especially against, you know, a divisional, you know, rivalry, it's always good, you know. And to be honest with you, in my eyes, I don't know how y'all think, but I feel like we still have a chance, you know. Call me crazy. But, you know, I feel like we still have opportunity, you know, so that's the way I'm going to approach this week and, you know, the rest of the season.
Is it just mathematics that gives you that sense? What gives you the sense of
still
have a chance?
Yeah, I think, you know, not look at the end of the tunnel, but, you know, finishing 8-8, you know, who knows what could happen, you know, 6 more weeks and a lot of things can happen. You know, we just got to control what, you know, things that we can control, and that's trying to go down to Green Bay this week and get a win.
What have you seen showing that you could run off 6 straight wins? What have you seen?
What have I seen? You know, the guys that are in this locker room, you know, I feel like, you know, I believe in every guy in here, and I believe in Christian. I believe that he can, you know, turn it on and get into a run, you know, so I have faith in the guys in this locker room. You know, when I look in these guys' eyes, you know, when I'm on the field with them, they're playing their hearts out. You know, they're out there competing. I don't see guys quitting, you know. I probably wouldn't have that sense if I looked around the locker room or when we played, you know. I seen guys not out there competing or guys giving up. But that's not what I see. So with that, you know, you still have a chance. And I choose to focus on that opportunity and that chance that we have and believing in the guys in this locker room and really don't care what everyone else on the outside think about it, you know. So that's just the way I look at it.
You look at the Giants. I mean, they went to that Monday night game, you remember, winless, and now they reeled off 4 straight. And then the Panthers, they were 1-3 when they played you guys. Now they reeled off like 6 straight. You kind of look at at those teams, the way they instantly mm-hmm. turn things around when you're thinking you guys could do something?
No, you know, I don't look at them and be like, wow, okay, they did it, so we can do it. But, you know, it's funny you say that because I was sitting there, I think I was watching some last night and seeing New York and they had just beat Green Bay, mm-hmm. you know, and it was like, wow, you know, they beat us when we was down there and that was their first win and now they're kind of getting games going in a row. And it's like, with that, it's like anything can happen in the NFL. You know, you got to come prepared to play every Sunday, no matter who you're playing, because you can lose. You know, so, but it's just me and my mindset and how I look at things and just the feel I get around the locker room.
Adrian, you said this doesn't feel at all like 2011 when you guys were 3-13. What's the difference?
Like I say, just the competition level, you know. You know, you a lot of games we have lost at the end, you know. End of the game, the last minute in the fourth quarter. In all our games, we kind of have did things to, you know, put ourselves against the wall. You know, so, you know, I think that has something to do with, you know, the mindset that we have because guys realized that we had kind of gave a lot of games away. And you don't want to do that, but, you know, it is what it is. You know, so with that, guys are still fighting. You know, guys are still practicing hard. Guys are still believing, you know, and that's something I didn't sense back then, you know, and we still have that now. And that's all you can ask for, being 2-8.
Adrian, this is your 100th game. Any significance to that to you, or is it just
no, it's
just 100th
a number? Game, yeah.
Adrian, your mindset is
it's a blessing.
Different.
Sorry.
Your mindset is different. Like you're saying, you could see these guys compete, but your mindset is 8-8. Get it, even if we back ourselves into the playoffs. I mean, this team has done that before, but a lot of the younger guys haven't. Can you elevate that competing mindset to a mindset that wants to go to the playoffs? Right. But these young guys, you think that haven't had that?
I believe so. You know, you look at some of the young guys like Cordell Patterson. You know, he stepped in and got his first start last week. You know, and he's young, so he's out there, he's competing, and you know, he's playing his heart out as well. But I feel like they're gonna follow us, you know, the leaders, and that's when, you know, not only me but the other leaders on this team just got to step up. And you know, once we get a couple rolling out, you know, get those guys to believe and, you know, just shoot for what we can.
Best.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.